According to Victor Arellano, the DAs in Jefferson and Dane County are honoring federal detainment letters from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, officials to hold immigrants charged with crimes. Arellano says the federal court ruling in Oregon makes it clear such detention holds are unconstitutional without a warrant, an affidavit, or a deportation order.
Unless they have a judicial order, the county is violating the constitutional rights of these individuals.
According to policy changes made in 2012, ICE only detains immigrants who are convicted of felonies or are repeat offenders. But Arellano says the Oregon ruling makes it clear such detainers aren't valid for holding any immigrant offenders, no matter what they're charged with, unless a local judge signs an order to do so.
Once they qualify for bail, they are done. The court has no full jurisdiction other than monitoring whatever conditions the court imposes. And there is a very collective effort on the part of all these counties to keep people incarcerated without any probable cause.
The DAs in Jefferson and Dane County say they're not detaining anyone without probable cause. Since the federal court ruling, county sheriffs in Oregon, California, and Pennsylvania have stopped honoring ICE detainers. Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney, in an email, says he may be changing his policy for honoring ICE requests for detention because of new guidelines received this month from the Department of Homeland Security. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.